Topic 16. Culture Life.
Arts. What role do the arts play in people's lives?
Music, the fine arts, and architecture are inevitable parts of our everyday lives as they bring us beauty and joy. It is arts that help us better understand the history and meaning of life. Many people think arts help heal the mental state of their bodies and therefore take part in various therapies involving music, dance, drama, and arts. Why do people study architecture?
Wandering about the streets of European towns and cities, we can see and visit architectural works of many periods and styles. Castles, mansions, palaces, town halls, cottages, churches, chapels, or other buildings are witnesses of the style of the historical period they were built in. Such styles are the result of political, religious, social, and economic systems of those times. Studying architecture helps us better understand history. What do fine arts mean?
Fine arts help us gain insight into the distant past, revealing the beauties of our world. When strolling through city parks or squares, we often come across statues and sculptures cut into sandstone, granite or marble, carved from wood, or modeled from clay, plaster or bronze. Statues, together with beautiful paintings, can also be seen in museums and galleries. Art lovers can enjoy all types of paintings there: landscapes, still lifes, scenes, figure portraits, and miniatures. Paintings are made with oil or watercolors. Museums also show engravings, etchings, wood engravings, and photographs. Moreover, the way we perceive the world around us is influenced by literature and film production, which partly reflect the time we live.
What was the major style of Europe under Catholicism? What is typical of this style, and what are its characteristics?
Baroque style. The Baroque style was typical of the time between around 1600 and 1750, which was a time when Europe was being re-Catholicized as the power of the church was gaining strength again. It was a return to God. Baroque arts dealt with death, poverty, and hunger. Building designs were based on traditional models, full of beauty and magnificence. Baroque architecture is well known for its sense for luxurious details and exclusive decorations, such as curves and ovals made of gold and marble. What is also significant is the play of light, based on contrast between light and dark colors. Baroque palaces, mansions, churches, townhouses, and monasteries are beautiful landmarks of places all across Europe. For example, the Troia Palace, Loretta, and St. Nicholas Church in Prague, St. Paul's Cathedral in London, and Moritzburg in Germany. The personality among artists included Matthias Bernard Braun, Ferdinand Brockhoff, Christopher and Kilian Ignaz Deisenhofer, Peter Brandl, Karl Schkreta, J.B. Fischer of Erlach, as well as the painters Velázquez, Rembrandt van Rijn, and Peter Paul Rubens. When did Rococo begin, and what are its characteristics? What are its major topics, and what famous examples are there among builders?
Rococo. Rococo is a style typical of 1730 to 1770 and is considered as the final stage of Baroque. Rococo used elegant and light features and cheerful decorations. S-curves, spiral forms, and little decorations were genuinely popular in those days, complemented with pastel colors and things symbolizing nature. Paintings made in that period dealt with natural and exotic things again. Love scenes were also popular. Some beautiful examples include the Kinsky Palace in Prague, the Palace of Sanssouci in Potsdam, Germany. Where did Classicism start, and when did it spread to Europe? What are its typical features?
Classicism. Classicism was typical of the rule of the French king Louis XIV. This movement of architecture and arts spread across Europe during the 18th century. It was a time when reason was given priority over feelings, drawing inspiration from ancient Greece. Typical features included straight lines, light colors, and a rather small amount of decorations. In classicism, mostly theaters, spas, gates, triumph arches, mansions, and fortifications were built. The most famous Czech examples are the Theater of Estates in Prague, Spa in Teplice, and Františkovy Lázně, Kačina Castle, Terezín Fortress, plus the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, to name but one example from abroad. What happened in the 19th century? What kind of buildings were built? Can you give any famous examples?
Neo-Baroque, Neo-Gothic, and Neo-Renaissance styles. During the 19th century, architects and artists liked to return to the styles of Baroque, Gothic, and Renaissance. A lot of churches and public buildings were built that drew inspiration from the previous styles. St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, the Houses of Parliament in London, the National Museum, and National Theatre in Prague are some of the most splendid examples. When did Art Nouveau come to its climax, and what did it highlight? What famous buildings were built in this style?
Art Nouveau. A style which has different names in different languages, Art Nouveau flourished between 1895 and 1905. This was a time of new values and new rules applied to the arts. New types of material were used, such as glass and clay. The main focus was on details by creating conventionalized flowers, twisting lines and wavy shapes on buildings. Examples: the Industrial Palace and the main train station in Prague, and the Sagrada Familia Temple in Spain.
Periods of art and architecture in European history.
When did the Romanesque style develop, and what are its major features? What kinds of buildings were built?
Romanesque style. The Romanesque style is a term used for the architecture of the 11th to 13th centuries. Romanesque is characterized by the use of painted walls, massive pillars, small rounded windows and doors, and round arches. Later, engraved doors were included. Typical buildings were basilicas, monasteries, and rotundas. A famous example being the St. George Basilica in Prague, Durham Cathedral in England, and the rotunda on the Czech mountain of Žřeb. What was the style typical of the 12th and 15th centuries, and what are its characteristics? What was built in this style, and what buildings of this period are famous?
Gothic style. Known as the most beautiful and stately of all styles, the Gothic style flourished between the 12th to 15th centuries. Its main features include ribbed vaults, stone vaults, and colorful stained glass windows. A large number of churches, castles, cathedrals, stone bridges, townhouses, and town halls were built in those days. Famous examples include St. Vitus Cathedral in Prague and Notre Dame de Paris. Also, the castles of Karlstein and Krivoklat were built in the Gothic style. Charles Bridge and the Old Town Hall in Prague are among the most important Gothic buildings. As for personalities, the famous architects Peter Parler and Matthias of Arras were called in from abroad. When and where did the Renaissance begin, and what did it reflect? What are the typical features of its architecture?
Renaissance style. The Renaissance started in Italy as a result of new political, social, and religious conditions of the 15th and 16th centuries. Although the process had started much earlier in Italy, the word Renaissance comes from French and means rebirth of life. In that age, the people living in towns had a much greater role, and secular life came to be celebrated, with secular culture flourishing. Typically, Renaissance buildings were smaller, with simple fronts, decorated with sgraffito and stucco, horizontal lines, as well as square or rectangular doors and windows. Typical Renaissance architecture includes mansions, follies, palaces, townhouses, and, to some extent, churches. Let us have some examples. The castle in Telč, the towns of Slavonice and Litomyšl, the Belvedere Palace in Prague, and the Banqueting House in London. Famous personalities of that age included Michelangelo Buonarroti, Leonardo da Vinci, Raphael Santi, and Tiziano.